We want to turn to politics at this point, though. Democrats are doing well in primaries in traditionally Republican strongholds all across the country. But what about in this part of the U.S.? The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie finds out if the trend is taking hold here.
When it comes to the Mountain West, Democratic turnout in the primaries has been way up. But political scientist David Parker says that doesn't really mean jack for the general elections.
Primary voter turnout, you know, it's just there are different elections. Independents may or may not participate. It's really not the best predictor of what's going to happen in fall.
Parker says special elections, presidential approval ratings, fundraising, and consumer confidence are all way better indicators of what will actually happen this November. And he says many of those indicators bode well for Democrats. For example, important suburban voters are leaning more and more blue, while some traditionally Republican rural voters have been put off by Trump's trade wars.
We've seen farm prices falling dramatically, and if they feel that they're pinched in their paychecks or they feel that they're not able to sell their product and it's at a lower price, they're going to generally take that out on the president's party.
There are tight elections in purplish places across the region, including Colorado, Montana, and eastern Washington. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
So we wanted to know how this is playing out in very Republican Idaho. Do Democrats even have a chance here? Justin Vaughn is an Idaho political analyst and pollster. We should note that he has donated to Republican gubernatorial candidate Brad Little's campaign in the past, just for transparency's sake. Welcome to the program, Justin.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's talk just a little bit about the national picture and the Mountain West. So we've heard some races where Democrats are performing well in recent primaries in places that, you know, have typically gone Republican. So are you actually seeing that?
I don't think so. I think that certainly this is a challenging environment for if you're a Republican candidate. You've got pretty significant ambivalence about the president. You've got excitement and enthusiasm happening in the Democratic Party. And so you really have to kind of carefully assess where you are and come up with a strategy that gets you to where you want to be.
And in the piece, we heard that, you know, primary voter turnout does not necessarily correlate to general election turnout. So, A, true or false on that?
Totally true. Very, very true.
And why is that? I mean, is it kind of, does ambivalence kind of start to set in maybe once, you know, that May primary is over in Idaho's sake and you've got your candidate on the ballot?
Well, you know, it's a totally different kind of an election, right? And so in a primary, you're picking a candidate between like candidates. And what we see right now in the Democratic Party is not only enthusiasm because of resistance kind of messages, but also the beginning of something of a civil war within the Democratic Party that was like what we saw with the Republicans a decade ago. And so these primaries are becoming very contested, which is driving people to the polls, right? If it's if you have a primary where there's an incumbent or there's just only one candidate or one real candidate, then there's not going to be much turnout. But when you have in this situation, someone on the far left and someone maybe in the kind of pragmatic left, and they are you have two viable candidates, then they're going to get a lot of money spent, a lot of energy, a lot of media coverage, and a lot of people at the polls. That doesn't necessarily mean, though, that same kind of enthusiasm is going to translate to when the Democrat goes and faces off against the Republican.
So here in Idaho, can we figure out what will potentially happen in November based on what we saw in the primary? And, I mean, really, when it comes down to certain races, are we seeing Democrats taking a chunk of, you know, I mean, this is a Republican state.
Yes, very much so. I think Idaho is a great example to talk about when we try to make sense of the reports of all this Democratic enthusiasm and low enthusiastic Republican voters. You saw Paulette Jordan win kind of in a really stunning fashion, a real groundswell of support leading up to that primary date in May. And she had a sizable victory over A.J. Belukov, who had been a candidate before.
And did well.
And so that was a big win. But when you take a step back and you look, Paulette Jordan's numbers plus A.J. Belukov's numbers combined were less than the number of votes that Brad Little got in a closed Republican primary, right? So even though there was this groundswell, especially in the Boise area, this groundswell of enthusiasm, it's a very steep mountain to climb to equal the numbers of even the kind of apathetic, uninterested Republicans that are in Idaho. And so I think no matter how kind of hot the temperature is among the Democratic caucus right now, it's just the math is not there to make such a tremendous kind of upset happen.
And that's what, interesting what you said with the candidates Paulette Jordan and Brad Little with the gubernatorial race. When you look at just the votes that Paulette got and what Brad got, you're right. I mean, how do you how does she climb that mountain?
Right.
And win? Because I think sometimes when you live in the more populated areas of the Gem State, which sometimes tend to have more liberal leanings,
sure,
you get one message. Then you go to other parts of the state.
Right. And you see, you know, the math for it to work would mean, you know, the Democratic candidate would have to get all the Democrats in Idaho, all the independent-minded voters in Idaho, and a big chunk of the, not just the Republicans, but the farthest right-wing Republicans. And I can't imagine a message that if you go out to those small towns, you realize is going to get you all of those votes in Boise and a lot of the votes in the reddest counties in the state.
I'm speaking with Justin Vaughn, an Idaho political analyst and pollster. We're talking about Democrats having a push forward in some traditionally conservative areas of the country. We're bringing it back specifically to Idaho and what we're saying. If you have questions or comments, you can email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu or tweet us, KBSX 91.5. Use the hashtag Idaho Matters. All right, so we've briefly talked about the gubernatorial race with Republican Brad Little, Democrat Paulette Jordan. There was actually a Spokesman Review article last week, and they reported on a survey that said the gap between Little and Jordan was closing. Are you actually seeing that?
I mean, I guess it depends on what closing means, right?
Okay.
It could be – the number could be shrinking, but still be pretty large. That poll is interesting. The reporting on it had some interesting kind of pieces of information that I think when you scratch a little bit reveals maybe the reality of it, right? So there was, for example, they talked about of the people who supported the Medicaid expansion initiative, mm-hmm. which is going to be
That's going to get people out to vote in November.
It is absolutely going to get people out to vote in November. But their study showed that about half of the people in the state support it, which is a lot more than people who are opposed to it, but it's still about half. And of that half, about two-thirds support Paulette Jordan. So 45%, 64%, those sound like good numbers, right? But then you think two-thirds of one half, that doesn't win you an election, right? Or if you've got, independent, you know, Paulette Jordan's doing really well with independent voters, 41% of independent voters. But that's only a third of the electorate. So you got 40% of one-third, that's not even close to an election.
So let's talk about the female vote, this pink wave, mm-hmm. because we are seeing it across the country, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And it seems, in a way, that's what happened in May when Paulette Jordan won the primary. Where are we at with that now, though?
So, I mean, certainly there's been a lot of media coverage about that. The historic numbers of women
running for office, right?
And that's going to mean historic numbers will win. One of the maybe most fascinating nuggets that came out of that poll that was reported was that Paulette Jordan is leading Brad Little by 1 point among women. So she's leading. But in a pink wave, if you're beating a Republican, you know, conservative Republican male candidate, mm-hmm. by 1 point, you know, I mean, you should be up by double digits if we're going to really be seeing a pink wave happening.
And is that just a commentary on Idaho? I mean, would this potentially be a bigger gap in a different state?
Maybe it could be. It could be commentary on a lot of things. It could be that this is just a conservative place and that women in Idaho are statistically more conservative than women in Massachusetts, right? Or it could be a commentary on awareness. Paulette Jordan was an insurgent candidate in the primary, and so still probably has pretty low numbers in terms of voter kind of awareness of her candidacy, and that number could go up as she gets more attention and, you know, does more advertising. It could also be a reflection of Brad Little being a person that Idaho voters have been seeing on the polls, and consider him to be kind of a pragmatic conservative who would do a good job. And so there could be any number of factors, I think, that would explain why that number among women voters in Idaho mm-hmm. is not very, the gap's not very big.
And to be clear, I mean, it's not like Idaho's never had a Democrat for governor. I mean, for some people, it may seem like that's never happened, but we had a very popular Democratic governor, Cecil Andrus, the late Cecil Andrus. But Paulette and Cecil are very different individuals.
They're very different individuals. It's also very different times.
Right.
I mean, it seems like for some people who've been to Idaho for a longer period of time, that they can remember when Andrus was governor and that it doesn't seem like so long ago. That was a different era in American politics, and a different kind of Democratic Party in Idaho that existed, a different kind of Republican Party in Idaho that existed, and so comparing kind of the coalition that Cecil Andrus would have put together to become governor when he did versus the coalition that Paulette Jordan will have the opportunity to try to create, it's their night and day.
And no matter what, though, it is still an exciting time in Idaho politics. I don't think that we have had this much attention on a gubernatorial race in recent memory.
No, I don't. And Paul Jordan has been, you know, crisscrossing the country, getting, you know, attention from national news outlets,
right.
Which is which is extraordinary, and that is going to bring a lot of attention here, bring a lot of attention to. And I think also opportunities for other candidates in the future that will you know, see her and even if she doesn't win in November, we'll see her as an example and say, oh, you know, I can do that too, mm-hmm. and that regardless of how things shake out in November, I think you will probably see a sea change in the kinds of candidates who run, and that they will be increasingly different from what we were used to seeing for decades past.
And that's going to be the interesting part.
Yeah. Very much so.
Thanks, Justin. I really appreciate you talking. I've been speaking with Justin Vaughn, an Idaho political analyst and pollster. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.